Call the meeting to order at 6:30. Any additions or adjustments to the agenda?
Yeah, I have two things. The first is we were asked to consider joining a rural collaborative, and I'll explain it once we get to that, so that won't take very long.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, I wonder if we couldn't please talk a little bit about the median household income for Troy, and so that I may provide you with information that I have learned.
Okay, we can do that under other business, huh?
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Because that was something that we had talked about earlier.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Water department update.
Oh, I didn't even bring my clipboard.
Okay.
I'll see you later then. The only drama I've had down there was I got stuck in a drift this morning.
That seems to be like everybody's drama.
It's the worst it's been in the 14 winters I've been driving out there.
Believe it.
Unreal. So it took some equipment and a couple of trucks to open that road up today.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's how they plowed it yesterday a couple of times and last night, and it just drifted in like crazy. So That's it though. Otherwise,
okay.
Okay, good.
I don't know about that. When are you going to be talking about the median household income? Because
that'll be at the end.
Do you want to bring it now? You want to discuss it now?
I don't know. Do you need me for any of that, or I know what it's about.
It's just a crazy calculation.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the punchline. The punchline is we are in the same median household income as Stowe.
To the penny.
As Stowe, Vermont. And how we can have the exact same median household income, exact, is statistically... Right?
If you drove through Stowe, yeah, it only makes sense.
And, we're lower than Jay, we're higher than Jay, higher than Derby, higher than Derby Line, higher than Derby Center.
We're
higher than Newport. And the last time we qualified for a disadvantage types of grants that he was talking about was 2020. And in 2021, the median household income for Troy was, I'll share it with everybody.
But that was during COVID when everybody was getting money.
$112,000.
Something got lost in the shuffle. It doesn't even make sense.
It makes no sense. So.
Oh, if you need anybody to do any legwork on that, just let me know.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking we may.
Start knocking on doors and ask people how much money they make.
Well, interesting you should say that, because there is an avenue. The only avenue we have at the moment would be to hire somebody who's on the list from the DEC, Department of Environmental Conservation. You hire somebody to come in, and then they go door to door. And depending on how many houses, there's a chart, you would need like 90% response rate. I mean, the bigger, the lower your response rate, and the smaller your size, the higher.
You drive them around.
Yep.
I'm telling you, it's just, anyway.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Oh, boy. Well.
Have a good night.
See
you. Night.
Mike.
Been pretty busy.
Oh, really?
Yep. Mike Montgomery was involved in a little fender bender. He got rear-ended coming off the river road. I don't know if Terry's heard anything about it.
I did get the insurance report. Okay. And
in the big truck?
Yeah. He was coming off the river road. He was by Pelletier's and Anita.
Anita, your tenant.
Oh.
She hit him right in the back wheel. Well, she spotted him at the sun was just right, and she didn't see the truck spill his way and hit him in the back wheel and shot her across the road.
A couple weeks ago or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why there's a different car in her yard.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Yeah. But I mean, cops came and didn't really hurt the truck. But put a new rim on it and scratched it a little bit in the back. I don't know. I think I told you $1,500 or something.
Yeah.
But I had it fixed in 25 minutes. Yeah. She's back on the road, so.
And she's okay?
Yep, she was okay. She was shook up, but she said that she just didn't see him. So I don't know what they decide or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, they don't care. Today, I was following Justin in the grader, scraping the snow out of the road. We were going from Funnel Road to Ruthier Road, and the cars were passing us. Of course, we're only doing about 15. There's a car coming, and you could see that car coming for a long ways. A car pulls up, passes us, and goes by, two wide, one going this way, and the grader, one in the middle of the road, passing. I've never seen it like it. I can't wait 2 minutes. We're almost to where we need to turn. It's crazy out there.
Did you see local or out of state?
I didn't notice. But
I noticed these things right away.
Yeah, right. But
locals are just as bad, actually.
Other than that, everything's been going good. We had a couple little minor little breakdowns, but nothing big. The old truck we bought's been going good. Had a couple little things, but nothing big. Bugger helped me fix them up. It's handy having him right next door. Full-time job keeping the town and the village running, I think. But
yeah.
And the only other thing I was wondering is about the retirement thing. The lady says I have to get it approved or seconded and nominated or whatever, however you say it. So
we were going to meet with her.
Okay.
Just so that we had the same kind of information you had.
Okay.
So yep. That's the plan.
Yep, perfect. That works for me. And I think that's all I got.
I got a quote here. Tar. And I'll just use the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are these the same ones that you presented before?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
You already presented them?
Flies.
You told us about them, yeah.
So this,
you had one of them here.
This one here says that it's going to do about a mile and a quarter.
Yep.
And if you look at months, you're going to get as close to 2 miles. And it's a little bit more money, but if you take our 150 and our match, we're pretty close to what the total would be. But we get, I can't remember the tonnage on that.
So this is, what, $93 a ton?
Yeah, he is like 89 or 80 something. 85 maybe a ton.
And we get 2 miles versus one and a quarter.
And 2 miles.
It's going to get us close. It won't quite get us there, but it'll get us close. Personally, I don't care who does it.
He's got 2,000 ton here. Is that what I'm looking at?
Yeah.
Somewhere should be the price and all. Is that it? Everything?
No, this is 9,500 feet of east tail, 22 feet wide. 8.5.
Oh.
Total price, 179.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you might almost make it.
Price per ton is 89.75.
I'll just skip some. I have to get
that. You have to, yeah.
Price per ton is 93.
His is 90.
This is 89.75.
This is 2 inches for the depth of the tar. You said an inch and a half?
Inch and,
might be base, though, or might have two different things. See, Mark has three different, they put a base down.
Half inch wearing course of hot mix.
Yep. So that's your top coat, I believe.
And you're just going to go way over what's existing?
Unfortunately, yes.
You have to, right? I kind of figured that.
We don't have, if we had the money, the best way to do it would be grinding up like they
I figured that we don't do that.
Inch and a half overlay, does that make sense? Half inch, is this a half inch shim and then an inch and a half overlay?
They're using it to fill in like the wheel ruts and stuff and then they make it so it's flat again.
Yeah.
The roadie and all that shape.
So that equals that 2 inches?
Right.
So it's just, this so is just like a total, a but put, this yeah. is broken down into yeah, like the
that's why I was, I mean, like, I've never done this before, but Norm's thing is a little bit more professional than this is Mark's whole thing. We have 4 pages.
This is all spec. This is yeah. all spec.
You know, not that Gray's don't ain't going to do a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't like how that. I don't like how this is.
This gives you just a little more information yes. on their process.
I mean, I like them both, so I don't care either way. Whatever yeah. we decide to go with is going to be great. So.
And when are they doing this?
It won't be until after July.
July.
Yeah, this is 1,935 tons plus 65 tons for the sham.
So this is approximately
2,000, that's 1,800.
So, but in all fairness, though, this is 3/4 of a mile less, so you would expect...
It's going to be a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. And the difference in price?
178.
This is 179.5.
What?
179. That's 167 something.
So 12 grand. What's that? That's like 7-8%, something like that.
I mean, that is cheaper, and it is more miles, longer distance.
Right. I mean, if it...
So it's hard to...
If we come down to it, though, I get $5,000 retiring anyways, right? Then I could throw that in here. That would help the offset the 12. The only thing that would suck if I had to do a culvert crossing on the tire somewhere. Which I'm going to do a couple weeks prior.
Yep.
I'm thinking on a different road if I had something to buy, then here's what it is. We would have to fix it.
You got a phone call from Ellen Fox regarding your culvert?
I did.
Okay. Yeah, so she reached out to me and I said, you know, for me to relay, yeah. just call you directly.
Yeah. She so, doesn't, I didn't really understand the whole gist of the thing. It sounds like they're turning it.
You know how they're turning between your old place and Douglas's, the
Vermont
Land Trust and all, or whoever
yep.
it is that's buying it and doing stuff. That's right where our You Matter grant for culverts is. And so Ellen found out about it by being part of You Matter, and she's dealing with state, with him, with the land trust to not just put the culvert that we were going to put in with the grant money, because it might not even be good enough, might not be right, might not be in the right spot.
Now, they might, might not need it. Road.
Yep.
They're thinking digging that out
yep.
and lowering it and... Which
yeah, getting rid of all that water, yeah.
Here. I said, I'm still going to have water there. I still need culvert. So, you know, water comes
yeah, because it's still low,
that.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand, but I'm just telling you, there might be more funding.
Yeah, that's what she said. If it's a different kind of culvert or something,
well, it'd be
they
nice if
find...
you could put in a bigger culvert and lift the whole thing up a little bit.
And that's sure. and what she was saying is there will be funding
money,
through
know?
Them to do something. If it's got to be bigger, it's not going to be on us, I don't think. It sounded
that, yeah,
like.
Yeah, I told her. I said that. We'll touch base more in March when it gets closer to get going. That's fun to me. And we'll figure out whatever you want to spend. We'll do something. You know? I mean, they do crazy things. She said something about a, like maybe a box culvert or something with a, they like to do fish ladders and stuff like
yeah.
that. They love that stuff. And they spend.
No fish in there though, are there?
I don't know.
There
I
could be.
I wouldn't eat a fish out of there.
You've got a ladder, it could
I
be.
I mean, it's just a big puddle on that.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
Is it on the flats on the river?
No,
this is
past Claude's.
Yeah, just past Claude Roberts on there. Mountain.
Oh, there.
That hole there.
Thing.
Okay. Yeah. I do know.
But that's, I mean, they love stuff like that. And save a frog or
How
something.
How can
yeah.
they play in the frog, though? No one else can.
But they're helping them.
Yeah.
They're helping them. They just
it's
have a plan and know how to move them. And
yeah, they take them all out first, put them somewhere safe.
That's what I figured.
I know, there's probably like a billion frogs back there in
yeah.
here. I mean,
put it all in your lunchbox, and after lunch, you dump them on the other side of the culvert.
Yeah.
Take them home and fry them.
Yep.
And that sort of thing.
Wow, there's places where they carry them across the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, the frog crossings and the You find them all, put them in a bucket, carry them across, put them down on the other side of the highway.
Oh.
Volunteer work, though.
I get two-year-olds to do that.
We should get signs put on the road, huh?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we award the contract for paving 2 miles of road on
East Hill.
East Hill for to Pike Industries in the amount of $179,500.
Do we have the money for sure?
$179,500. Yes, that's what he said.
We're supposed to get at least 150. Maybe
right now it looks like I will have at least 150,000.
Can we make that a number, contingent on getting
we're going to have at least that much.
Yeah, we're getting at least that much.
That number could grow depending on final appropriations and what project estimates come back at. All I need you is to just find a contractor, an estimate, and a few pictures.
And I send him pictures, and he's just waiting on something like this to get the paperwork going. Nobody get their money until July anyways.
Yep. I'll make sure we're going to get the money.
Well, if we don't get the money, we don't do the work, right?
Yeah.
It's that easy. But I think we're guaranteed that.
Mm-hmm.
We've been 5 or 6 years without any state aid money.
Yeah.
Do you get that every 6 years?
5 or 6 years.
Every 5 or 6 years.
Well, they took our bridge away, so.
Right. That's a lot more than $170,000, though.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
They might get a header made for it or something.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Is that what you need?
That's what I needed. Now I just have to send that to Eric Pope. Or you can.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think that's all I got. Unless you need me to do anything special for the snow removal anyways.
Like going back to banks on East Hill, all of the mailboxes look like they're way far out in the road.
That's what we were just talking about. The lady was up here mad at me.
Oh.
In the old Wheeler house.
Oh. Well, the mailbox are going to get hit. They look like I'm like, oh my God, I should shovel around my mailbox. I didn't know how bad it was till Mike went back
out. How do you keep track of that stuff? Like, I left tonight and you come down with the grader.
Yep.
Right? I'm like, what the fuck did he do there? Yep. And I remember there's a telephone thing underneath it.
And Carson's got something on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
It's all in your brain. Sometimes you forget,
you can't see it. It's buried underneath the mountain of snow.
Like
yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
I cannot believe the mountain. Oh, yeah. It's just been so long since.
So all the mailboxes weren't all cleared out except for that one lady's on East Hill?
I don't know. I never heard that way.
And isn't.
Mine is
There's
not.
One busted on Pine Street.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
One made it, one didn't.
Yep.
I don't know how I got the second one.
I don't know.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. How did I get the second one?
The only one
that
cleared out.
I was like,
oh my God, we got to
go. There's a few down. I mean, nobody's complained, though. I think most everybody's been understanding.
Yeah.
I think it just happens.
Of course.
And you just go out, you fix it, you move along.
Boy, the guy from Fred's, when he came to deliver oil the other day, I just finished doing the yard and the path to the... And he says, oh, thanks for the path, man.
No problem.
Yeah, well, your dad was plumbing Joe and D's, and so now Ethan's doing it. And he doesn't get there early in the morning, and it just drifted in. Like, Nate and Tom Smith did it yesterday with their Tom plow and Dave's tractor. We couldn't even tell this morning. And Ethan won't hit it before, and they were waiting for oil. So Doug, everybody has gotten stuck down there. Everybody, it's just the drifts are crazy.
Yeah, that's not nice. It's not nice anywheres.
So, this is going to be crazy times in the springtime, right? When it all starts to melt.
Hopefully we have a couple thaws prior.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm like.
And then it actually will hopefully will help our water tables, like just...
rise slowly.
Exactly.
Yeah, but holy cow. I mean, I'm thinking this is going
to be... This is a real one. We haven't had one of these for
a decade.
10 years.
It's been a decade, yeah.
Good skiing, though. Not on weekends.
Byers, Town of Troy?
Mm-hmm.
That's because we're so wealthy here.
Hell yeah. Well, we get $250, though.
Huh?
Give me $250. Why mess around with that?
Sure. Sure, no problem.
Only if we do the overlook.
I mean, come on. You know. Listen. Yeah. I mean, listen.
I agree.
And we make the same median household, then here you go. We should be able to too.
Yep.
Greensboro,
uh-huh.
They plow everybody's driveway.
Thank you. I'd like that. Starting tomorrow.
You got a couple of good men to do that.
They do. Greensboro is wow. Part of their tax, and even all the summer homes that no one's in all summer long, every single driveway in Greensboro gets plowed.
Wow.
Hold on.
Well, if they have the manpower to do that, I'm just thinking.
I don't know if they contracted out, probably.
They might, yeah, yeah. That yep. makes sense.
Yep. Every driveway.
Here you go. Greensboro. Theirs is $86,250, and their CDP, you know how we're,
yeah.
we're two, the CDP one is $88,281. There you go. We're on the same level
yeah.
as Greensboro and Stowe.
There's no reason why they can't start
Friday
doing their driveways.
What
are we doing in the morning?
What do you
your
need?
Motor issues, thanks for the pushback.
Bobby Judd came today and asked if I could move the snow to school. I have to put him off a couple of days. We're a little busy right now. I need my equipment. They got to wait.
Yeah. They didn't have school yesterday. Pretty bad.
I actually called her after. She calls me almost every day when it's...
Oh, Elaine.
Yeah. And she called me and then I said, well, we'll be ready. It ain't nice out. And she said, well, I decided to close. And I texted her a little later. But I think you made the right call. It's not nice out there. Because it was, I never seen a wind blow like that.
Yeah,
that
he's with it.
It was crazy. Yeah. I mean, we yes, went yeah. back and forth on East Hill. Back and forth. And you wouldn't even know you did one side time.
No,
you turn around.
You turn around. It's I literally don't know how people live through 120-mile hurricane winds, because I'm pretty sure we had 60 miles of wind.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah,
I was like
50-something on the news.
I was like, it was crazy. And we didn't even get the worst of it. I think there are places south of us that the winds were stronger.
Yeah.
And the snow
well, that's
was
why they had a delay today. She told me that there's yeah. some towns that had roads they couldn't even open with a vehicle mm-hmm. that used a bucket loader. I don't know how far does our district go? How many schools did she call for?
13, oh, it's 12.
12
school districts. It goes from Jay all the way over to Island Pond.
Yeah.
And dirt. We had it nasty.
So,
yeah.
Worse than us.
And we didn't lose electricity.
I can't believe it.
I thought, you know, I was like, okay, you know,
we've
got soup ready. We got a wood stove. We're all set.
I got soup ready.
Hope Junction has electricity, huh? All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
You guys do good work.
We're trying, anyway.
And you know, I don't know if we can say this, but you know, just tell them everybody, you know, thank you for the long hours. I mean, we all recognize that how important
it's
what
a
you do
job.
Is.
We've
so
got used to that part of it.
No, honestly,
some people that are happy and some people you can't make.
No, it's
it
true.
Yeah, I've learned that from a long time ago.
It's for me, I mean, just looking out and seeing the roads taken care of is a big deal. So,
I mean, it'd be, you know, the state has like 8 guys in one garage and they take turns. We don't
yeah,
take turns,
no.
you know, it's terrible. It'd be nice to have an extra guy sometimes for like weather like this.
Yeah. You don't get a break. It
I mean, I had Pat come in there last week when Justin left on a Friday for a baby's operation. And he came in for 4.5 hours, but he's 76. How many more years are you going to do this?
Yeah.
He does a good job for his, I say an old man, but he is an old man, you know? Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Roy Person Policy.
Okay, so we are making headway. I did write to the Vermont League. And the numbers that I was concerned about pretty much match up. So what I did is I took out library. So if you remember the first one, it said select board and or library as appropriate. So anything with a library was taken out and as appropriate. Okay. The other thing that is that everything that's highlighted now are things that I added. Okay? So, under purchasing agents, we all agree that, you know, following a designated as purchasing agents, and then we may designate others to act as purchasing agents in case of an emergency. And I put the Town of Troy Local Emergency Management Plan because we specifically have that in there, and I thought. Now, leasing and renting, the Vermont League said absolutely leasing and renting, and I don't know if the renting is a part of it. I added the and renting, so I don't know if you want me to just say leasing, but they said absolutely include it in this policy. So, they didn't give me any wording. So, then I had to look around, and this one actually comes from the village and the towns of Essex, which is now a town, a city. Mm-hmm. So they merged, but so this was part of their purchasing thing, and I have no. The village needs to be taken out anyway, but so there's that. And then on the next page, on page 3, where we have minor purchases and competitive quotes are not required if the purchasing agent considers the price reasonable. This is directly from the response from the Vermont League. I thought that she as a lawyer had a really good response, and I really liked the way this sounded. It just sort of, it's common sense, and I just think that it added to that paragraph. And I thought, well, why don't I just stick it in there? So if you want me to take it out, I can, but I kind of liked it. And then the only thing with the numbers that I, you know, did not see line up is this on page 4, where we have the 5 and the 100%. And I don't know if that's all sort of standard type of stuff, you know, where you hold 5% of the bid price from all bidders and then they have to bond 100%. I don't know. It sounds reasonable to me, but I have no idea what to base it on. Okay.
It depends on the amount.
Since they're large projects, they do have to bond.
They do have to bond, yeah. Like when we did the sewer department, they had to bond.
So do we say, I mean, what do you want me to say?
I mean, that would be bid specs. So that's bid specs for things over $250,000?
Yep, $250,000 or more.
And that was in there already? That was there recommended?
Yeah, if it's for $250,000, I don't
know where it came from.
Do you think that should be lower?
250 is not, I don't think it should be lower, because 250 is just not that much money anymore.
No,
that's
true.
You know, it's not a lot. You gotta, you know, it's...
Terry, you asked a good question. I'm looking to see if it's in here. Oh, it's in their model policy. So, that brings me to the next point. Part of the response from the Vermont League was that they, apparently the rules relating to purchasing and those limits and all of that have changed. They were voted on in 2024, and so what they said was federal rules were updated in 2024, and there are new and different requirements. This is from the lawyer, Bonnie. I'm working to update the model purchasing policy now. Based on conversations with towns, we are going to develop a two-part policy. The first part will be for purchases using only municipal funds, and the second part will be for purchases that include the use of federal funds. Municipalities ask for flexibility when they use only their monies. Federal rules apply. Federal rules allow this when the municipality's policy is written to allow it. So, that being said, I told Terry this, and so we're sort of like, do we wait?
Yeah.
You know, so we could do one of two things. We can go ahead and put this in if we see that we're going to need this,
you know, to get things going, especially for the renovation.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
For
the
this.
Renovation starts in a couple months, and it takes them half the summer to come up with a new
policy.
Yeah,
and then once the new policy gets updated, then we take that under review and consideration, and then we can just change over.
Just provide.
I mean, it's, you know what I mean? But at least that way, when we start with a renovation of all of this to use all of those funds, we've got a purchasing policy.
So the way I've approached this, this project is there's a couple of contractors, you know, the local Jeremy Rondo and Jason Labrier. And I haven't sought any other bids because I'm using them as, you know, to design the system. Okay? And they're going to be, both of them are going to be well over $10,000. But that is all municipal funds. It's all our money.
What I'm concerned about is this reference to Davis-Bacon requirements. So you might ask,
so we don't have
is
to,
that?
We don't have to do that unless it's federal money.
Huh?
We shouldn't have to do that unless it's federal money. If federal funding is used to purchase, because they require that.
Oh, you're right. It is federal.
If it's federal, they require that.
It doesn't say anything for state. So this Davis-Bacon mandates that the contractor has to ensure that everybody's getting paid at the going rate,
yep.
That, you know, there's, you know, they get paid on time. There's a whole bunch of things that goes along with it. And, you know, it's, you can get into some pretty hefty trouble if you don't, you know what I mean? Oh, sure, we'll follow it. If you don't,
yeah, no, and,
you're
and
going
that's
to get
why,
into
like usually when you get into that, you've got an engineer running the project, and they're making sure that that's happening.
Okay.
I was just going to say, do you ever have to make sure that's happening? But that would make sense.
No,
the
engineer
for the federal
yeah, that makes
the engineers. All the bids are coming through the engineer and being approved through the engineer, and so they're doing that piece.
Okay. So it doesn't come into play. And remember, yeah.
So
it's just, you know, $10,000. It's nothing. You know, it's
sadly.
It's yeah, really it's very sadly. It's
crazy, actually.
So.
See, it's this last statement right here. The select board shall also ensure, this is for purchases over $10,000, shall also ensure that that competition is not restricted with limits on the geographic location of vendors, with unreasonable requirements or qualifications placed on vendors or bidders, or by allowing vendors to be selected who have engaged in non-competitive pricing practices.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
Or somebody would undercut another person in the industry?
Is that non-competitive?
If it's non-competitive?
I mean, there has to be a history of non-competitive pricing practices.
Okay, that's right. Who have engaged. Yeah. So that would mean that you would need a court type of finding, right?
I would think so, yeah.
So if you look at the, you know, here's the major purchases, the one to the third paragraph. Price and rate quote shall be obtained from at least two qualified vendors to ensure the town has received a fair and reasonable price. Vendors will be selected based on cost, the quality of the goods and services offered, and the ability, capacity, and skill of the vendor demonstrated under prior contracts with the town. And I would say, right, I mean, we have a history with these contractors.
Right, but I have not tried to get a quote from two qualified vendors. Because I don't have... Because basically the situation I'm in is I've got a... I mean, I don't have anything yet, but I'm supposed to have a system, like for Jeremy, for instance, a system specced out by my discussions with Jeremy from Jeremy. So if I have somebody else do it, I don't have an engineer's design to go, so I would have a discussion with somebody else and they would bid and it wouldn't necessarily be apples to apples because I don't have a specced out design. And so
he could recommend a totally different, what he thinks
totally would be different thing, and that would be fine. We could go that way, but then then I have to get another quote. I mean I'm having trouble getting the things I want to get one of them quote on. I'm not having any luck. So I don't want this to be. I don't want to adopt this and have it screw up the first thing we try and do.
Although,
because you know, everything's going to be over 10 grand.
Because Merck, you know, the grant people said
you don't have to if you can. They prefer if you get at least two bids, similar to this, but you don't have to get two bids. If you have somebody you work with that, you know, for whatever reason, you know, and you trust the pricing or whatever
well,
it is.
The only, I mean, what we could say is that unless, right, you'll get two, you know, unless the granting agency allows otherwise or something like that.
So does this become the use of federal funds versus the use of municipal funds into?
Yes, well, that's probably why they're doing it, right? And that's probably why they're coming up with two separate
sections.
Oh, that's
right, the two separate sections. That's what you're referring to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not.
And this does a little bit of that. It breaks it up a little bit.
So, right.
To me, I think we leave it the way it is, but right after two qualified vendors, we put in a comma, and say, unless the requirement is waived by the granting agency, or something such as that. And clearly the granting agency, which is, I don't know who the grant. Well, it
BGS.
Would be the MERP.
It's BGS. It's MERP grant. It's through BGS, yeah.
So the granting agency in that case has said that's not a requirement. So it's been waived. Do you see what I mean? We stick with this, but we ensure that it kind of covers everything we've done while we're waiting for this update. I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Yeah.
And in fact, the other part to all of this is that, you know, clearly... getting contractors in here to do this is not going to be like it was years ago.
No.
Right. I mean, we're short on contractors. Everybody's busy. You know what I mean? So it's like, so I think we just,
Okay.
So I'm good with the way we're moving forward with it myself.
So long as there's a workaround.
So I'm going to put that.
Because otherwise, you send the money back because you're not going to get the job done.
Yeah.
You're not, you know, because you only get till the end of next year. You're not going to get it done if you can't.
Like under the minor purchase, like although not required, competitive quotes from at least two vendors should be obtained whenever possible. Maybe that needs to go under the major, like it. Like what you had just said was good.
Unless waived by the granting agency.
Yeah.
So where were you, Anne? Although
like,
not required.
Yeah, I was like kind of taking and repurposing the language that you had used.
Yeah.
And, okay, you put it there.
Right, I think that works. Works for me. But do you see why I added this up here? I just think that the way she worded it, and that's pretty much verbatim.
Just change the shall to may and you're all good.
Where?
Shall be obtained from at least two qualified vendors. Just change it to may be obtained from two qualified vendors.
Yep, like it. And now, what about the leasing and renting? That section, I
don't
know
because we don't rent, but
so leasing,
but
we
you
certainly
could
lease
the renting in. I don't know.
No, I'm going to take the renting.
Okay,
I'll just do leasing, and all leases that will exceed. I'm just going to say all leases exceeding $40,000 over the life of the lease, or require the town to indemnify or hold another party harmless shall be approved by the select board. It sounds pretty straightforward.
That doesn't have to go out to bid, though.
No. All leases that will not exceed $40,000 or require the town to indemnify shall be approved by the department. Oh. That will not exceed. Oh, okay.
No, that will exceed $40,000.
Yeah, there's one for if it's over 40.
Will not exceed.
We have to approve it. If it's under 40, it's the department. If you want to do this, it would be like Mike approving something for under 40,000. I don't know if you want to do that. I mean, we can just say all leases
come before
the select board.
We don't approve the purchase of the gravel, do we? He doesn't come with. He does
ahead
come
of time. No.
No, we don't.
No.
We only approve when we pay the bill.
Right.
But that's not leasing.
But
no, that's not leasing.
That's
just material.
Do we allow anybody in the town to lease anything without approval of the select board?
No.
It's because all years lease, but it went through you guys.
Yeah, because it holds us.
Okay.
It's long term. I mean that's the problem with leasing. That's why we do municipal.
Here you go. Okay, so this is what this is going to say. All leases shall be approved by the select board. And that's that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else will
nothing
be
nothing else is lease. What's lease?
I was going to say, unless that's
restricted.
I mean, that's not like going out to Newport Rental and renting something.
No,
that's not
that's
leasing.
Renting.
That's renting.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
And you're okay with
less typing, too. It's a little short and sweet.
And you're okay with that local emergency management plan? I just wanted to add that in there
because
that's where we
and we have a limit on that, too. We have like $10,000 limit
something
or something.
Yeah. I'll go back and double check and put the amount there. Just so that maybe not. I don't know. I'll go back and look. Okay, I think that's pretty much it, right? These are okay because that was part of the model, the 5 and 100%. So that came from the VLCT.
And then you got $50,000 in here for professional services?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. She didn't say anything about the $50,000. Is that in the model? That would be one hellaciously good question.
Do you want this put on the agenda next month to adopt?
I think so. Well, we'll ask Robert here. Professional services, it says, with a value up to insert dollar amount.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Are we good with 50?
Yep.
Let me see.
Yeah, 50 is high. We hope we never hit 50. But we would hit, I mean, we're doing... The bid process shall not apply.
Oh, yeah.
Providers, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And insurance serves with a value of up to $50,000. I mean, that's hard because certainly we didn't put, like, the water the water project to bid. And I'm sure they're going to be over $50,000.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the only issue is, you know, we use Aldridge and Elliott And we don't get him anywhere near. He didn't get a bid today. He didn't ask anybody.
Other than Aldridge and Elliott?
Yeah.
No, but then as far as putting the project out to bid, they're going to put it out to bid.
Yeah, but then they're already, but this says...
This is just for the engineering or professional services?
Services,
okay,
with a value up to $50,000. So anything under $50,000 we don't, but anything over $50,000
we do. We can increase it if you want. I mean, she didn't address it in the email.
I mean, if we're going to increase it, what are we, $100,000?
Shall not apply to selection of providers for services that are characterized as high degree or professional judgment.
But if we're going to spend, you know, $65,000 on engineering this year...
You're going to spend more than that. You know what I mean? Every project, engineering is crazy expensive.
Yeah. And we don't want to be going out for bid for that. No. I don't think anyway. Do we?
No. No, not, I mean, no. It makes everything take longer.
Well, and plus we know what we're getting.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of goes back to the common sense thing here. You know, like, you know, this thing under minor. To me, I just, you know, if the price is reasonable based on research experience, purchase history, or other information, and we maintain documentation. I mean, you know.
Right. It's the dollar amount because,
because
you know, $10,000 just doesn't do anything more, right? It's just so easy to be
Now, over $10,000. Now $10,000 is nothing.
Right.
Okay, so you want me to make, I'll make those changes and be ready for next month.
Okay.
So we're ready to vote on it next month?
Sure.
Okay, so I will put adopted, the date that we're adopting this, and then I'll put it all here as well, and then we'll just sign down. And I'll send you the word. You know how it goes with me. I'll probably get it done the day of, but you know, it'll be done. But I'll send you the Word version of it so you have it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So the MERP agreement thing is on there because I have quote. I'm sorry, I don't have copies.
That's right.
Grab it. So this is a quote from the architect and a quote from the engineer. So the architect would be responsible. There's a list, but basically it would be the building, right? I told him he wouldn't be doing the heating system or the electric. Didn't have to worry about that.
Outstanding. Electrical lights, those all now have to be the LEDs?
Those are all the LEDs, yeah.
Yeah, we're changing them all over in the school.
Yeah. I was like, that would make...
Yeah, we have almost all LEDs in this building already.
Do. Oh, you do already?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
And maybe we can donate these to the village.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah, it seemed reasonable to me. This is the engineer. And this guy, what is gonna, would design the ramp and entry in the front.
Oh.
Okay. And that, because there was a few extra bells and whistles that I told the architect we didn't really need, that could end up a little less, which would be good.
Oh.
This might be a really stupid question, but this engineer's only going to do the ramp and the entry, that's it.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then you'll do other subcontractors to check
right.
all the bolts.
Right, he's
going to
design the ramp. That's all he's doing.
He's just designing it.
Yeah, he's going out there measuring grade, figuring things out, so he would
okay.
That's what he would do.
All
right. Are we okay with this? The 20 less than a 120 slope, so not
right,
to trigger
right, that's I specified that to not right cuz a ramp, once you trigger a ramp, you get into a handrail and then you look at the front of the building and there's handrail everywhere. So if you go 120 or less, you don't need a handrail.
Oh.
And so that's what I wanted to do.
But you need a
whoosh. You need a whoosh, right. And so that's why, so I gave him an idea of what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But I certainly don't have the confidence all to right. say, okay, we can
yeah,
do this.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And what he would, his design would be very specific to the concrete, something you could just hand out to bid. Right?
Oh, awesome.
The thickness, the reinforcement, all that. The grade, the whatever site work was needed around it.
Awesome.
So
he'll be done by the end of June?
They told me May, and I'm like, no. So once it's okayed, I've been told that they're going to come out here with prods and stick them through the snow to find out where grade is. But you can tell pretty easy at the front of your building where grade is.
Yeah,
not if it's snow drifting.
It's not,
yeah.
It's just not.
No.
There's not much under the tree.
No.
Keep the thing plowed.
Yeah.
Well, that's
good.
Yeah. Look, but the hand, exclusions. So handrail design is an exclusion, so he's not doing it.
That's based on the grade that you're...
Yeah.
Well, that's
you're
probably
helping.
A little bit boilerplate, too.
Present up to two concepts.
And so he could present just one concept to save us money.
Milestones and structural engineer.
Okay.
I like it.
But we'll see.
You?
Yeah.
That's just for the design.
That's
not
just
building.
For the design.
That's right. That's just for drawing a picture.
Man.
Yeah. That's what I thought with that one. Man.
Let's go draw a picture.
One design.
That's
but what I said, though, at the end of the day, we could spend, $750,000 in here, but if the front looks funky...
That's true.
Everybody sees the front, right?
It's true.
And it'll be up to code and safe. And
it's the up to code and safe.
It's the ADA compliancy that's really important.
I like it.
And it'll probably be the exact plan you have, and you're going to say, I could have used that $8,900.
Yeah, I know, but,
but you don't know what you're
doing.
You're
doing
drawings
right.
instead
you don't
of
know.
Swinging a hammer, is what you're thinking.
I like it. Okay, so I will make one motion.
Okay.
That we approve the MERP agreement for the architect and the
engineering
as presented.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
We don't have to have amounts?
No, Terry can write the amounts.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Robert. That's awesome.
I'm hoping to have them by the end of March. I'm hoping to have a design by the end of March. Which would be a surprise, but that's what I said I wanted. So. They didn't say no.
I mean, we're at it early enough to get on there.
I'm thinking March is end of March is not that far away.
It's not that far away. No, that's why if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But
okay, I like it.
Okay, so that's what we talked. This the next thing is what we talked about at the last meeting. Just to
I thought we did it already.
No, we talked about it. It wasn't on the thing, so we're going to do it now.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that the select board appoint Terry, our town clerk, to approve liquor and tobacco license renewals on behalf of the select board. Is that?
And you want it to say new?
Renewals.
You want
renewals? Yes.
You don't
want
new, so that you're right.
To approve liquor and tobacco license renewals, just as it's written in the minute on the agenda.
All in favor?
Aye. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Good.
We can approve the minutes of January 21st, 27th, 28th. That's a lot of meetings.
Tell me about it.
You did good, though.
I will make a motion to approve the minutes from January 21, January 27, and January 28.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Stuff. Have you gotten anywhere with your dog license, your dog numbers?
No, I got to get that done.
So I get it today. It's really quick.
Oh,
and I know
it?
I have more time left to do than you do.
You did so, it for the
yeah,
village?
Yeah. So you are known as M1230 and he's M1231 and the village is 9297. And I've ordered books and they haven't got here yet, but they will.
Yeah?
Yep.
You get like a nightstick and a badge or something?
I don't know about that, but you got a number.
What is my number?
M231.
M1231.
You're
M1230. So, there you go,
M1230. Sounds like a movie.
Yeah.
Is that just one?
Yes, I have to get that in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I was writing to someone, I'm just like, we have a policy meeting on Thursday afternoon, and I have a policy that I just got it done. Like, you know, we're sending out the packet on Tuesday, so I got it in Monday night. I mean, it's like,
it works.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Huh?
I feel like it takes time to do that, and you have to be in the right mind to review it.
But anyway, That's Anita. Oh, the lady who...
Yep. What is this?
What is it?
Dickinson 24?
Oh, that's another one. That on the weekend... He used his debit card to pay for water for the village. And after the weekend, you can't go in and void it because it's too many days have gone by. They go on the website. They didn't get to the village first.
Oh, I see.
So I have
they
to write a check
plan.
To the village
yeah.
to pay the water to offset with the check I got, you know, the payment I got. I don't like to do it that way, but if you can't void it, that's the only way you can do it. And hopefully they're catching on more. The more they're using it. That's a beaver.
Okay, yeah. Right. The beaver. Doesn't say that anywhere.
That was the last beaver.
Oh, that's what that scribble is.
Yes.
That says one beaver. You of all people should read that.
I can't
be able to read that writing, Robert.
Did you write that up or did?
I did.
Yeah.
Very quickly. Actually, I needed something to put the check on. Usually we have an invoice, but in this case we didn't.
I was the one beaver. That confirmed
no.
the beaver kill.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know if you had like a little bit of a template that you for people like,
no, most
place,
of them have invoices.
But that, I was going to say, they probably...
But in this case, I was...
Well, it's a little bit of an unusual...
Well, not so much for up here, though.
True.
I mean, you know...
I think the County Newport Center is going to have to use those services, because I think... I'm telling you, on the Searles Road, there is a humongous beaver dam. going to take out the whole new bridge and all of the...
I don't know. There's somebody in the state was saying beavers should be allowed to build their dams because they're just... They're just wonderful at holding back the rivers and all of that.
Wow,
and I was like...
Yeah, because they wipe out, they both let go and they wipe out whole roads, which mm-hmm. has happened.
Road infrastructure. And you think that'd be kind of take precedence over a beaver?
I don't know. It's just the beavers. And poor Dan was just like... Yeah, then there's nice fur. I wasn't going to touch these damn beavers for them. I was just like, ugh.
So does he do something?
Huh?
Does he
skins them. And in fact, this one had already been skinned. I mean, it was like, ugh.
Oh, it's an even pretty and fuzzy.
No, they don't look like much after that.
Pretty and fuzzy. No, it wasn't pretty or fuzzy.
Glad we didn't take a picture of that. We don't need it.
You could have added it to that.
Oh,
that one we saw from Chad 12 times was pretty.
Oh, the beaver pictures. I don't think you'll ever live that down. Hey, on the bright side, they had a pancake breakfast in Troy, and we had 7 or 13, I know it's quite a difference, maybe 13 snowmobiles.
Wow, really?
And the snowcat that was blessed. Father was outside with no gloves on, throwing holy water on these things. I was watching from the inside, and I'm like... Oh my God, it's going to turn to ice
but
before it even
storm,
hits the...
You still had some riders, that's nice.
Well, I mean...
Yeah.
This is the best year they've had for snow.
Forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
I have this. Two of these. And I have the contract from CAI mapping. Same as last year.
Oh.
That's
really a good, it's a nice touch.
Yeah.
Man, that's cool. And then, did you see this? Of course they're going to put the tents in there.
Yeah.
The what?
The tent.
The tent.
You know, for the PCBs.
Oh, yeah.
A significant emotional event.
Maintain our tax maps. But we all got to sign it. We have to have a motion.
Is this for the software to maintain the tax maps or what?
To make the paper tax maps for the next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was like
update it.
I don't know if it was like virtual. And is this the total cost, this 21?
Yeah.
100?
Yeah.
I think it was 2050 last year. I think it went up a little bit. But it might be 2100.
Make a motion to accept the tax map maintenance proposal for April 1st, 2025?
Yep.
In the amount of $2,100.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any other business?
Yes. So, for town meeting, I was approached by NEK Broadband, my favorite board.
Yep.
And was asked if I wouldn't be able to man a display booth at town meeting. And my response was that being as I'm both on the select board and on the school board, that my availability to man a booth or, you know, a table is not something that I would want to do because I just can't, right? I mean, I just can't. I mean, I have to be out. And so I said, however, that I would set up the table and whatever was left over that I would, you know, bring them to here. Because we did put them out last year.
Yep.
And that's a true statement. And so I didn't order...
And they were here for a long time, too.
You know, I didn't order a gob of things. Only like 200. Poor Terry. Oh, okay. 15, I think, is what I ordered. You know, 15 to 20. It wasn't a lot of any of these documents. Mm-hmm. So then the question becomes, do you want me to say anything about the NEK broadband update, like where we are in the town? You know, because they are making progress on, you know, where they are, and they're having town, you know, these Zoom meetings to tell us where, you know, what's happened.
So is anybody in our towns, like, using or connecting to their
I think, yeah,
NEK
we do have
broadband.
People that
we
have,
do?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I can't tell you how many,
okay.
But I think I could find out. I mean, so what I told her was it would be nice to have, you know, bullets for an update. And I said, you know, just so that I'm accurate. And so that's what these Zoom town meetings are all about, is just to, you know, tell people. So is that something you want me to prepare for or not?
There's going to be a table,
yeah.
Right, with the documents and the maps, right? They said they were going
to
be maps.
And so if anybody asks, I'll be ready to answer, but
yeah.
Otherwise not.
I, yeah.
Okay. And then I did ask Bobby if he was going to be the moderator, and he said that he would. He did say with a bit of, so apparently Anita broke her hip.
Really?
Yeah, last fall.
Wow, I didn't even know it.
Yeah, and so, you know, they were supposed to go somewhere, and they decided that they can't because she's still, you know, with the medical stuff and all. And so he did say that next year they're probably going to be traveling right around that time. So I think this is probably our notice that, but, you know, we can find out certainly as we get closer to next year. But he did graciously say that he would do it. So. Okay. And then as far as the school stuff is concerned, there'll be two presentations, as I mentioned. The first would be on the budget, and it's like all over the place. It's like you can't compare, you know how that form, and it compares 4 years? You know, this year's budget was the 3 years prior to, and mm-hmm. usually I go back and I go, oh, look, it's the lowest it's been since, you know.
Am I going to do that?
I can't, because 2023 and 2024 were calculated differently from 25 and 26, and 26 is calculated differently from 25. It's like I can't compare anything. And so it becomes this real challenge as to how, like last year, the CLA, I understood that completely. Like, okay, this makes perfect sense. And now there's a state-adjusted CLA, and they've adjusted it. And, I mean, it's just like, how do you explain something that the governor did to, it's math. It's a numbers game. It doesn't change anything, supposedly. So I don't get it. But anyway, So I'm going to do that, and then the second piece will be that Troy School, we went through that whole thing with Truex Cullens, the architectural firm, and we're like maxed out. I mean, we need
space.
Yeah. And so, you know, now we're like, okay, what are we going to do? And so rather than posing the question, because, I mean, obviously we have options that we're considering, is to basically ask what people would see as options. Instead of the board coming up, let's hear what your ideas are. And then I can tell you what we're thinking, but I want to hear what you're thinking first. Do you know what I mean? So that, because if I say something, it could like, well, we don't want that. You know what I mean? So to try to create a dialogue. So that's what's going to happen there. Okay? And then lastly, or second to the last, this is the message from, it's called the Rural School Community Alliance. This is a group that was morphed out of an Act 46 group. So Act 46, if you remember years ago, John Castle actually was an incredible advocate to keep the NCSU out of all of that mess. And we were kept out of that mess, but anyway, so this particular group was formed back then. And so now their whole, the alliance is now focused on Governor Scott's education proposal, and I don't know if you've seen anything about it, but real briefly, it would be to take the state and instead of having 121 school districts and whatever, 70 or 80 or 90 supervisory unions, there would be five school districts. That makes a difference. He didn't say supervisory union. He said school district, which then means from Troy to Canaan down to, I think it's just below St. Johnsbury, Barnett.
Mm-hmm.
And then draw a line diagonally up this way would be our school district.
Mm-hmm.
Each school district would be allowed to have five members on a school board who would be paid by the state. So it's sort of like a part-time job, but yes.
Five to cover that whole area? So yes. Not even each school
yes.
gets a voice?
Thank you. Whoever decides that they want to run. It's almost, somebody mentioned it at the VSBA, and I was thinking exactly, it's like running for state office. Like, why the hell would you want to run for that when you can just run for the legislature? I mean, it's going to be that much work. And so within that region, there's like, I think I counted eight supervisory unions, so it's not even one chair per supervisory union. It's five total chairs.
I want to see the math where that saves money.
Well, this is
because, you know, like, you're not getting rich being on the school board.
Yeah. So what this rural, back to this. What this is doing is it's a group of people, and one person who's very involved in it is John Castle. He is the executive director now of the Northeast Kingdom Education Collaborative, I think. And he's also on that commission. There's a commission that Governor Scott formed to look at education. Anyway, so it's a big position. And so what this group is trying to do is to get people from all of these rural communities to kind of speak up and kind of form a group to push back on some of these crazy things. Now, does it cost money to join? No. And in fact, Troy School District joined the Act 46 group. And then after we joined it, a memo came out asking for funds because they were going to hire, what do they call those
people down in Montpelier, political.
Yeah, I know what
you're
saying.
Activists or...
Not the word.
I know what you're talking
lobbyist.
About.
Yes, lobbyists.
Thank
you, Ian. And so we don't have to, and in fact, I think I was pretty clear that, you know, for us as the community of Troy, or at least the school, you know, we don't get funds that are paid to the to educate our kids to then use for a political reason. I mean, that to me just doesn't sit well. And so to me, if people want to donate, that's fine, but that's from them. But I personally have a real problem with it coming out of a school budget. I mean, I understand that it's helping, but I just have a real problem with that. So anyway, there is no cost to join. And essentially what it does is it sort of builds, community, and when they go down to Montpelier and they're talking to legislators and all of that, that it sort of shows the power of the voice. You know what I mean? That you have all these things. Now, what did Troy School District do last month? Well, that would be a good question, because this was posed to the school board last month, the same papers, exactly the same. And we had a school board member who was a little reticent to approve it, A, based on just one sheet of paper, basically the top one, because the bottom one is an announcement. And he just thought that it was more for political clout. And in essence, it is. But I couldn't respond. So what we're doing is we didn't vote on it, and so I'm going to ask John or Margaret, who's, you know, the person who's really spearheading a lot of this, to join our school board meeting, virtually, and answer some of these questions. Do I think it's a good thing to do? I don't think it's a bad thing to do. I think that, for example, one of the things that's being put out there is that there's this economy of scale, and so for elementary, so this is K through 8th grade schools, the population will be 300 students. So this was brought up at the VSBA. So I raised my hand, I said, I don't think this is a good plan. A, because 300 students for our region just would take four schools, Lowell, Jay Westfield, Troy, and Newport Town. We'd be over the 300, but at the same time, you would need those four schools to meet that threshold. And then they said, well, but there's a little statement here that says, you know, they'll make adjustments for rurality. So question, well, how much of an adjustment are they going to make? Are they going to go down to 50? I don't know. How about 100? Well, what about 150? How about, I don't know, 275? It's sort of like this statement just to appease you while they go through this and then they lower the hammer. So anyway, I do think that there's good things in here with having this group sort of bring voice to Montpelier on behalf of rural communities like us. And although I think our school with our current population of 191 students, might be 92, to include pre-K, we're not like Jay Westfield is like 60 or 70. Lowell is low too. I mean, we're not below 100, and I'm thankful for that. So I think that's going to give us a little bit of something. But anyway, you know, although we're not specifically, I don't think, although we're going to be affected by all of this, I just think that, you know, there would be value in having, you know, this group kind of bring these up. Because certainly, who else is going to do it? Well, okay, good question. That would be, you know, the Vermont School Boards Association. I mean, our director goes and gives testimony all the time. Could be somebody from the Vermont Superintendents Association, Vermont Principals Association, the Vermont NEA. So, you know, there are other organizations that can do this, but I just think that this particular group, as the name entails, is specifically on ruralness. And we fit that model. So, I don't have a dog in this fight, either way. So. What do you think?
I haven't read this thing yet. I've been listening to you. So what do you...
So it's basically...
So what are you asking?
So it's to be a signatory, is the word I use.
Okay.
So here it would be sincerely, and then you would have the Town of Troy Select Board. And I don't know what the updated list looks like, but here's one here. So here's municipal support. So this would be on the last page. Town of Greensboro Select Board, Town of Peacham Select Board, the Marlboro School Association. That's the sort of thing that's on there. And I will tell you that the NCSU and OXU are on here a little prematurely because we haven't even had that vote. But anyway, so that's what I mean. It's to become a signatory. So
I think rural schools need a voice because I think our needs are different than those that are not.
And I just think that, you know, we don't specifically need, we need more legislators to hear the message, and it doesn't matter that we're concentrating ours with just our legislators because it's a statewide program. It's a statewide plan. So anywhere and everywhere that you can reach legislators is a good thing. And that's what this group seeks to do. And, you know, the blog is interesting. There are many different points of view on it. I mean, it just fills my inbox some days. It's just crazy. But it is interesting. I mean, I am learning stuff, but, you know.
So you're just looking to see if we would support this organization in this.
And to be a signatory to it, just, you know.
Signatory.
And if you do say that, yes, this is something we would like to do, then I would say then that you would expect from me, you know, just updates every now and then, you know, like what is going on. I can tell you that, you know, they have people that commission that I was telling you about. They have people from that particular group give testimony and public comments all the time to that commission. They have a number of legislators that they're reaching out for. They give legislative testimony. So I mean, they're out and about.
So would you have something on this that, you know, on a table? Would you man a booth for this on town meeting day?
No.
But, you know, could you have information?
Right. Oh, I could.
That, yeah.
Oh, that's actually a good idea.
You know, maybe you'd get some money. Who knows?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So do you want a motion? Says that we'd be signatory.
Okay.
So I'm in motion to lead that the Troy Select Board, I guess, be signatories on the Rural Community Public on the on the Vermont Rural Education Collaborative
Group.
Alliance.
So this is through VREC. That's his thing.
It's the Rural School Community Alliance is what it's called.
Okay.
And we're actually joining that alliance, and we will be signatories to, you know,
the bigger
document that comes out.
Okay.
And I'll keep you appraised.
So it's a motion to join.
To join and to act as signatories or to be signatories on, you know, documents that come out. So
I see, but it's through VREC.
Yeah. John Ketzel.
Yes.
So that being said then, if stuff comes out, do you want me to send them to you? I mean, I'll call it out as much as I possibly can. But, I mean, I can report back to you.
Yeah,
about
think so. Yeah.
Okay.
All in favor.
All right. And I will let them know. That's a good thing. All right. Lastly, I asked the Vermont League of Cities and Towns about our issue with the median household income. They actually wrote back a really, really nice response to me, and I sent that out to you all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the MHI is calculated by taking the middle value of the income distribution, adjusting for inflation, and rounding to the nearest $100 in ACS, which is the American Community Survey, is the data, and it's a sample. It's not a survey of everyone. And because they're thinking that why it could be high.
Did they tell you how many surveys they sent out and how many people responded?
No. And she said that she went back, this is Bonnie, and double-checked, and she said everything is correct. There are no typos, and the data used is for the village, not the town. I mean, that's
for
what
the
she's...
the village of North Troy or
that's
village
what she's,
of Troy?
She says the data is used for the village. It would be the village of Troy, which is what we thought.
Right.
Because North Troy... All right.
Yeah, because you have the village in North Troy.
Okay.
So does that include because of all of the businesses in the village of Troy, in that village book?
So this is the thing that's confusing. There is a Troy, and then there is a Troy CDP.
And the Troy CDP is the map. That's that map.
Well, what does this stand for?
You can see that map on... I looked it up.
Yeah,
we looked
so it's
here.
River Road, past your house, past the church.
Okay.
Mill
yeah,
Street.
It's that little. Oh, it's right
the
there
hub.
In the village. It's right in the hub.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the table. Don't you like it? All taped. But so this is Troy, and this is the Troy CDP, and then up here. What you have to look at is the blue shade is when we become a disadvantage
for long.
Okay, so that's what we want. And so when you look at this, so just looking at it, it starts in 2014, goes to 2023. No.
Yeah.
Well, this is FY24 IUP. This is FY23 IUP. Anyway, so it started, why does that say 14, but then it's this?
2016. Funded.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
So that's when the ACS was, whatever that was. That was that year's information, and yeah. It was used for funding 2016.
And so look, the last time we were disadvantaged, and the Troy CDP was this one right here, 2020. That was the last time, and it was 41,000.
Mm-hmm.
Notice what happened in 2021.
Yep.
That's crazy. And this is where the difference. So here is the CDP value, and here is the town of Troy value.
Mm-hmm.
The town of Troy were 11% off of what they use as the cutoff for the disadvantage. And we're 15% above for that. Crazy.
What would have caused... That's a big spike.
It's huge. Huge.
Huge there.
I mean...
I think somebody put a text. It's like filling out their survey.
Well, I mean, look. We went up from 37. We had 2 years not reported, whatever that means. Went up to 78, down to 61. So in statistics, this would be an outlier. So you would go, something wrong with that number. Mm-hmm. Check that number. And you would spend days trying to figure out what the hell's up with that number. But that's off from all of these. This makes sense, right? 41 is right in line with what we've had before. Spiked with 112. Now there's another number that's craziness. And then you've got these. So something's happened.
Almost triple.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
And then even from here, there's a pretty large discrepancy.
Yeah.
It's huge, I think.
Yeah, $30,000.
It's huge.
But I think that you were here when I did the Stowe thing. But let's go back to the Stowe, and let me reread that now that you see this.
But their footprint must be significantly larger than ours with a lot more people.
86,304 is the Stowe average, and the Stowe CDP is $84,429. We are above, this is the one they're using, we are above the Stowe. I mean, how does that happen? And furthermore, how can you have two numbers, like the income from Troy and the income from Stowe, equal exactly the same number? Now, you work at a bank. If you were looking at a spreadsheet and you saw two numbers exactly the same, what would you think?
I would think that they recorded it twice.
Something is wrong.
I think they took Stowe's numbers and put them in Troy.
Well, what I haven't done, and I will do it when I get home, is I want to scan this for multiples of the same number.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, statistically, that's just crazy happenstance. I mean, that's just crazy. Statistically, it's just like...
You have a better chance of winning the lottery.
Do you see what I mean? How does that happen? I don't get it.
What's Montgomery, just for the hell of it? Right? Like downtown Montgomery or anywhere
in
Montgomery?
Yeah, I don't know what I don't know how they come up with the CDP with that small area.
Right.
Okay, so Montgomery is just 47,465. And they have all of those businesses. Bike shop, they have a store, two bike shop, a store, a bank.
Salt Cave.
Salt Cave.
Restaurant. You know.
They have a couple restaurants there. And lodging, multiple lodging.
Yep.
Any other town you want to hear about? Lowell. Lowell's 56,858.
Which might be not bad.
Westfield.
And that's the CDP, or that's the whole town?
That was the whole town. There wasn't So here's Westfield. Wow. $107,168 for the town of Westfield. Yeah, that's... Oh. Nope, sorry. That was Westford. So Westfield... Sorry.
That's different.
Westfield actually is 90,065.
Really?
Pretty close to us.
But if it's the whole town, that's Alpine Haven, that's, right?
That's Alpine Haven, yeah. That's the big area.
Anything else? How about Newport Town? I'm telling you, when I got into this, I was just like, oh my God, like, M-N, oh, Newport Town, hold on, here we go. 77,070 dollars
For all of Newport Town?
Yep.
Yeah, well, Newport Town is a lake road.
It's a lake road.
Yeah.
Yep. And they are blue.
$1 million houses.
Mm-hmm.
They're blue.
Really?
They are blue.
If it's a whole town, that doesn't make sense. But neither does Stowe. I mean, the average income couldn't have a house in Stowe, even on the main drag, an old house in Stowe.
I mean, here's Linden, 61,929. We're higher by 20-plus thousand dollars than Linden, which I just...
That's just amazing.
Hmm.
Here's another one. Here's Johnson, 54,453. And they have Johnson Woolen Mill.
Well, I'm just thinking, too, like, you live in the Stowe area, Johnson, your commute to Burlington for higher wages, it's easily accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Killington. Killington. Are you ready? Killington, in general, 71,538 disadvantage. Killington Village, CDP, $62,000. We are 20-plus thousand dollars above Killington, for Christ's sake.
So and these are primary residents, right, that get surveyed?
I have no idea.
Not second homeowners or...
What about, like, Charlotte? Like, white people?
Yep. Hold on. Here's Charlotte. $136,385.
And that's probably low.
Probably low for them.
What's Moortown?
Moortown.
Like then Waterbury.
Moortown is $100,598. Waterbury, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this something to when you finally get into this and you just go, what? Okay, so Waterbury has a few. So Waterbury in general is 109.22, so not good. Waterbury Center CDP is 151,389. Here's the kicker. Waterbury Village CDP is 59,934, and they're in the blue.
And they're in the blue. Okay, one more. Warren.
Yeah, right. I was thinking of some of
those like rinsy towns over there. 210.
We're higher.
No way.
Warren is 84,688.
See, that doesn't even.
How about Rutland? Anyway, and then I'll be quiet.
We'd be here all night.
Rutland City, $55,000. They're in the blue. Rutland Town is 80,620. We're higher than Rutland
Town. Long's your close. What's Pulteney?
So Pulteney is P-U-T-N-E-Y?
P-O-U-L-T.
Oh. Pulteney. That's in Rutland County.
Mm-hmm.
62,297. They're in the blue. That's the Pulteney. And then Pulteney Village is 61,597. And by the way, I did look because Terry brought it up and I thought, what a great question. North Troy Village is on here and that's at 51,797. So we go from North Troy Village, which you're disadvantaged, to the other village, and we're like almost doubling the income. That just does not at all make any sense. And by the way, the 2019 for North Troy Village was 29,000. Almost 30,000.
What was it in 20? Because wasn't it 20 were yours? Because I joked
not
about
reported.
COVID money.
Those are our school years.
Northfield, $63,000. Northfield, they have Norwich University.
Exactly.
I think we have two people that filled out their survey wrong. And it skewed. I mean, I don't know.
Something's wrong.
Seems weird.
So then the question becomes, what do we do about it? And I don't know about you, but I'm not willing to just sort of let it go. I'm just not.
So what do you do about it?
I think that what
through
I would...
Through the state? I mean,
No. I think that what I'd like to do is to send a note to whoever the Vermont League had said, you know, what
whoever
is it, the Department of Environmental, and just say, something is wrong with your numbers. And then I'll point out the fact that it's exactly the same as Stowe, and I'm going to ask them, have you been to the town of Troy lately and compare it to the, you know, Stowe?
Stowe's green.
I wonder if you
could
request the data that they use to come
because
up with that figure.
This just,
right, because that would be...
Yeah. This just does not make any sense to any of us.
It doesn't.
No. And it's a big deal if we could get 50% loan forgiveness or whatever.
It does affect
our
funding.
Big time.
And so if you give me, you know, because there is no real, right, I mean, we're not on the clock. I mean, there is, but, you know. So I'll draft something and I'll try to have it for the next meeting. If I get it done earlier, I'll send it out earlier. But I'll certainly work on a draft memo, and if we have to send it to a lawyer, let's do that. But I just think that something is wrong.
This changes yearly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe by the time we get funding next year, right, it's not going to be this year. Maybe we can make a difference and get it to drop so that we can.
It just
it's not like we're not doing it like the pump station and needing it this year. It's going to be
I don't see how we have the same effect.
It just doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
So you're okay with me just beginning to do that, and I can reach out and you know, send emails, and of course I always CC you guys anyway. But I don't think we should just sit on it. I think that we need to really just
But if you can request the data that they use, that would be
okay.
Yeah.
And like the Vermont League said, you know, towns have the ability to question when they come in and they do those surveys, the big surveys
for the census.
Yeah.
And she said, and that time has already gone by. And so she was essentially saying, you're not sure what kind of recourse, but you could look at other kinds of funding. And that's where we get into the fact that we can actually hire a firm to come in and do this. But the amount, your response rate is dependent on how big you are, and the smaller you are, the higher your response rate. So it's right here. See, I get all of this stuff, and I just go...
So the figures that were used when the engineer came back, right? Was that the town figure, or was that the CDP figure? Because before it was the CDP figure. When we looked into it before, it was a CDP figure.
Yeah,
I think it is. I have to go back and double check the numbers.
Yeah, because
he did talk about the village down there.
So the more households you have, your percentage
of
your responses coming back is lower.
And so there is a thing in state law that says communities can, this what, for purposes of the secretary shall determine the median household income of a municipality from the most recent federal census data available. And then you can have an independent contractor hired by the municipality and approved by the secretary. The determination of the secretary shall be final.
How many households, Terry, do we have?
In Troy?
Do you know?
You're talking,
we
have about 998 parcels in the town of Troy, but the village, as far as who's on the water system, is 122, I believe.
And to me, the argument could be made that the people who are going to benefit from that
waterline upgrade
is not everybody, right? It's going to be the people on that line. So that's why I'm thinking it's somewhere between 55 and 63 households on that street. Is that about right?
Yeah, well, it's right. Everybody on it. It's not any, it's not more than that. And that little map is not more than
no,
that.
No.
So it's a very small area, if that's the area they're using.
That is not a big area.
No. That's 90% response rate. So
I
don't
know. We could almost count them up in our heads, how many houses are there. Like, seriously.
But it would have to be the professionals, and people would have to respond. And I don't know if people would.
But for the cost that it might be, it would be cheaper if we turned around and got $1 million in loan forgiveness because we took the time to do it.
Yeah.
And it says in here, the cost of an independent contractor may be included in the total cost of a project.
Huh.
So, what's your... Okay, so I will figure out who to reach out to. I'll reach out to them and see what's going on. I'll have a letter ready. I meant to get something done today for our visit this spring, and I haven't done that yet. So I wanted to do that today, and I didn't. But, you know, that invitation, that letter to have them come and... Yep. And interview us and all of that. So we need to kind of get back into that mindset as well, because I have not, I've sort of just, you know, there's been all this other stuff. So but we need to get back on that.
Rich got back to Rich.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
From Dark Stars there. Got back about that generator. And I don't know what kind of generator it is or anything, so I'm going to have to ask him, right, because if it's like a monstrosity or something.
We're getting a free generator?
Well, he's offered it to us basically free, yeah.
Is it old? Is it new?
I don't know if it's old, I don't know if it's new, I don't know if it's diesel or propane, or I don't know if it's, you know, 4 feet long or 20 feet long, I don't know anything about it. So, I don't know if it's any good to us or not.
You know, part of the whole thing with, you know, remember I was going to look for trying to get a grant for all of that, mm-hmm. is exactly what the hell do we need for a generator, and where the hell are we going to put it? I think it's like need and placement should be answered first before we... Because I have no idea. I honestly don't. I've always thought that it should be here because this is our emergency operations center.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the school is the...
Right, but for here, we'd need like a 6,000... kilowatt,
no
right? We need a little home size one because there's nothing here, right? There's less here than there is in your house.
But it would also be to fire up the school.
Then you'd need a behemoth one.
Yeah, not the whole school, perhaps, but the gym, right? The gym and the kitchen.
The gym and the kitchen.
And
yeah.
Some of the bathrooms. Right? Because that's our warming center or whatever. I don't know. If we could have that answered...
Well, I mean, you could have it answered, but, you know, something for here compared to something for the school is a huge difference.
But again, it would be a combination of the two. It would be for the school and here. Because we're in such close proximity.
Yeah.
Why? It would just make sense to me. I don't know.
Except somehow you have to plug them together.
Somehow.
That would be the hard part.
Just going to ask, is that possible?
because, you know,
extension cord.
I mean, that was the problem, because
I go the heavy duty one just in case, not a
outdoor one, without being a hazard to other two.
And you know, the bigger they are, I mean, I can tell you, like, over in Iraq, I've been seen at the hospital where I was stationed. When the generators were on, holy crap, man, you'd walk by that and you couldn't hear yourself think. I mean, these were some gigantic. I mean, these things were huge.
Just your little home ones there.
Yeah. And even the little,
a lot of them are loud.
I mean, yeah. The thing I missed the most in theater was quiet at night, because that's all you heard was generators. I'm honest, I never would have imagined it that way, but it was constant.
So are you going to get back to Rich and just get some detail?
Yeah.
Yeah, just it would be good. But yes.
But how would we have it inspected, right? I mean, we would have to do our due diligence.
Should have forwarded the email to you guys.
Well, you can. I mean, you
know. It's mounted, as he said, in a trailer. And he wants to
rid himself of the trailer.
Well, he wants to rid himself of the generator. He used to want the trailer. I don't know.
He wants the trailer?
I don't know, because he wants to be able to park the trailer.
It goes with the generator.
Yeah, I don't know. He wants to be able to park the trailer. He wants to know, because then he can arrange to have the trailer parked somewhere where we can look at it and we can decide, and then we can take it out. But we can't. We've got nowhere to park a trailer. And we can't even, this time, we can't even park it in the garage.
They don't even have room in the garage.
Yeah, I mean, they got snow everywhere there. It's just...
Because a generator on a trailer would be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, except if it's on, you know, a big trailer, because it's that big.
Yeah. If it's a tractor trailer.
Well, how big is a trailer?
I mean, I was telling Terry, I did work for somebody in Holland, and I built him a 24-foot by 12-foot addition to his barn to put his generator in.
24 by 12?
Yeah, he had a diesel generator, and it was fucking huge. I mean, I'm sure it could have powered the whole town off of that thing.
And this is, wow, for a farm.
It's not a farm, it was a house.
Oh, it's a house.
It was a house with a barn. He wanted a barn. You know, it was a toy barn, not a barn, not a cow barn.
All right.
Okay.
With a bunker. I don't know, that's a big
holy cow,
big generator.
Have fun when that goes off, but okay. All right, well, yeah, I mean, we just have to do our due diligence. I mean, we can't just take something without having
a purpose for it.
Yep.
A purpose, a place, and that it's, you know, functioning and not going to cost us money.
Right.
Are there parts available? Can Jason do the work to repair it?
I almost feel like if it were something that could be useful to us, right, then it requires like a Jason or somebody to go and
check
it.
Oh, absolutely, yep.
Yeah,
yep.
We would need to do that.
You know.
Okay.
Meeting adjourned.
Move to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.